Praise the Lord. We magnify God. Well, glory to God. We magnify the Lord tonight for his goodness and for his grace and mercies. Thank you for tuning in to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. We're currently under progress of some construction, and we're rebuilding and redoing some things. Amen. We're looking forward to God doing some great and mighty things with us and with the show. We're moving forward. We're advancing to another level. Amen. In God and in our ministry. And we're thanking and praising God for the opportunity and for the chance to be able to move forward in him and to advance in the ministry, taking it to another level. God has been good to us, and we want to show him that we do appreciate him for what he has done and what he is doing. Amen. I know that you can attest and you can confirm that as you look around, in spite of how things may appear, in spite of how things are going and how they're looking or how they may even be coming across, you know for certainty that God is yet in control. And because of your knowing this, because of your knowledge and your assurance in the fact that God can and will come through for you, and as you stand on his word, he's rewarding you. Amen. He's faithfully rewarding you for your faithfulness. Amen. He's going to do for you, amen, just because of your faithfulness. Our faithfulness, amen, amen, opens the door and brings us into another level with God. We follow his word and obey his word, amen, and do as he has asked and commanded us to do. And in so doing, we find that God has given us the victory. He said that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, through him, because we obey his word and we are called according to his purpose. And we follow what he says, amen. Our obedience and our faithfulness to God, amen, puts us and propels us in a place, to a place that where God can and will work with us even the more. What he needs is willing vessels. He needs willing servants, those who say they love him and will obey him and follow him. And tonight we're looking at David. We're looking at David. Just as Abram, when God spoke, they moved. And what I like about it is the Lord spoke to Abram and told Abraham to leave his kindred, leave his present folk, leave where he is and go, and just go. Don't ask, don't wonder, don't try to figure out where you're going, but I need you to pack up and go. And a lot of times people feel that God is not moving like that anymore. God is not speaking like that anymore. Amen. And we're in an age and a time of understanding and the knowledge. We're in a time of learnedness when it comes to our books and what we have attained or acquired in our education and through our skill and our studies. And we study ourselves out of the perfect will or plan of God. We study ourselves right out of the move of God. We put ourselves in a place of learnedness or a place of psychological learning or what have you, and to a place to where we cannot allow God to move because we're too busy trying to look at it from a scientific or a psychological angle. And what is done in the spirit cannot be understood, so to speak, in the natural. It takes the Spirit of God working with the natural to get the natural to understand or comprehend that is spiritual. You see, when it comes to fasting, the body, the natural man has to be at a place to where the spirit man can speak to him and he listens and follows suit. Are you following me? Now the natural man, has to be at a place, or at a level, to when God speaks to the spirit man, the natural man comes subject or follows suit. Have I got a witness? Now we find in the Word of God that the Bible tells us to submit ourselves and to give our bodies wholly unto God, which is our reasonable service. Mm-hmm. And as we submit our ways and give ourselves unto God, we're yielding to Him. Now, as we grow in time and as we mature in God and as we grow in God, some have been discouraged or tainted, if you will, by sin or by discouragement or by lack of faithfulness along the way. They've seen something or been exposed to some things that has caused them to not be as faithful or secure in their walk as they once were. Uh-huh. But even in that, it takes the spirit man to deal with the natural man, to bring the natural man to a place to receive even the more of the spirit. Okay? See, the natural man has to be at a place to when God speaks to the spirit man, the natural man comes subject. And what I'm speaking about is fasting. For example, the natural man can be weak. The natural man can be restless, can wrestle with itself, with the flesh, the sins of the flesh, the things that are the desires, the sinful desires, the sinful pleasures that are in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And the flesh, and we wrestle and we toil or we go through dealing with those natural affections, the natural feelings, those things that are attached to our soul. And because we wrestle and because we do that, the Bible tells us and declares to us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. So our warfare is not in the natural, is not with the natural sense or the physical sense, so to speak, but it is with the spirit man. Is the one that calls out to God and cries out to God. The spirit man is the one that reaches to God, and God empowers him or strengthens the spirit man, which enables the natural man to follow what the spirit man or God is saying. And when God calls a fast, even though the natural man may be toiling or wrestling with some flaws or with some inadequacies, with some difficulties, we find that the spirit man cries out to God. And when the spirit man begins to cry out to God, the spirit man tells the natural man, you must fast. You must draw closer to the Creator. My inner being, the God in me, the Spirit of God that's in me, is calling and pulling in me to a closer walk with Him. Therefore, in order for me to get there, the natural man has to follow suit, has to come subject to the call, to the yearning of the spirit man, which is on the inside, which cries out to God, which cries out to the Father, which cries out to the Maker, which cries out back to what He, the original source that we are from, and that is God. So we find ourselves now yearning more for the more of the Lord. And because of that, the spirit man tells the natural man, you must do thus. You must do this. This is what we must do in order to get this, thus, and thus. It is the spirit man that pulls and drives or encourages the natural. The spirit man is encouraged. The natural man will be encouraged. The spirit man is discouraged, then the natural man will find it hard to be encouraged or find discouragement. So it is important, the Bible tells us and declares to us and lets us know that it is of utmost importance for us to be encouraged in the inner man, be strengthened in the inner man. If we are strengthened in the inner man, it is the inner man that causes or tells or brings the physical of the natural man under subjection. The scripture declares and tells us with all that is within us to live holy, a holy and acceptable life unto God. And in order to do that, it takes the Spirit of God working in the flesh. It takes the Spirit of God working in the natural man to bring subjection, to bring order, to bring obedience to the voice and to the will of God. And so in spite of your sinful nature or your sinful way, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit man that God placed in us, it's what we yearn and calls us to call back to our Creator, call back to the one who we know is the source and strength of our power. And it helps us and causes us to reach out and reach back to Him, the one that enables us and strengthens us daily. And so if we can just follow suit with the Spirit man and allow the Spirit man to cry out to God and cry back to the one who we are originally from, who we rely upon, our source, our strength, our very being, we find the strength that we need. We find the ability or the power to stand in the evil day. So since we have this power and the Lord has instructed us, since we know that this is what the Lord is calling for, how He wants us to do, then He gives us the instructions and allows the power to do the things that He has commanded and ordered us to do. In His word, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and to, or if any deadly thing approach you, or you, it shall not harm you. If you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. He also said, I'll give you power to cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. To speak to the blind eyes, and they shall open. To call the deaf ears to open, the dumb tongue to speak, the lame to walk, cancer healed, diseases healed, our modern day leprosy. Back in the day when the lepers, when one was one condemned to leprosy by law or by the judge or by those that were in authority, they were ordered to leave from the main city, and they were ordered to live in columns or live in certain areas that was strictly for those that carried the disease. They were not allowed to sit or to dwell or to live with those that were so-called normal or who did not have the disease. They were dealing with a race and with a people and with sin. And the sin has caused people to leave the truth and has caused people to be isolated, placed in islands and placed in places of isolation because of their sin, because of the disease, of their dis-ease. But the Lord said, I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. You come that you may. He said, whosoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And He's saying to you tonight that if you just can believe and trust in me, allow me to be your shepherd. For David said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He's the one that's leading and guiding me. He's the one that's making me to lie on the green pastures. He's the one that leads me beside the still waters. He's the one that makes sure I eat, sleep, and I drink. He's the one that makes sure I'm comfortable. I'm at ease. He's the one that secures my peace. He's the one that secures my security. He's the one that assures my assurance. He's the one that proclaims and tells me who I am and have declared and given me the instructions and the power to stand and to live this life. And by so doing, He has empowered us. He has empowered us to stand in the evil day. He has empowered us to speak those things that be not as though they are. And in speaking those things that be not, He's telling us to speak to the elements. He said, declare to the elements, speak to the elements and tell the elements what shall be and shall not be. You tell the elements how to and what to. I've given you the power. I've given you the authority to stand on my word. And if you stand and declare my word, you shall not be without. You shall not come up short. You shall not lack. If you stand and decree my word, if you stand and proclaim my word, if you live in truth, live in truth, live in my spirit, abide in me, and my words abide in you. He said, you shall ask what you will in my name. If I'm abiding in you, my word is in you, and you're abiding in my word, what do you open your mouth and ask of me? He said, I'll do that for you. And so tonight I want to encourage you, my brother and my sister, to abide in the word of God. Regardless of who comes or who goes, regardless of what stands or what falls, regardless to what rises or what crumbles down, you stand on the word of God, for the word of God shall stand forever. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is going to stand forever. And I encourage you tonight, my brother and my sister, to stand on the word of God, regardless to what nobody else do. You stand on his promises. Yes, confusion is in the land. Yes, people are deceiving people, trying to use the word of God to deceive God's people and to turn them away. And he said in the last days there will be a great falling away. But I refuse to be in that number, and I encourage you not to be in that number. Be blessed, my brother, my sister, until we meet again on next week. May the Lord bless you this week and go with you and be your guide, is my prayer. Stay strengthened in him and in the power of the Lord, and he shall bless you and give you the desires of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.